This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Watch me! Watch me! I got it! Watch me! I got it! Hey! I got something that makes me want to shout. I got something that tells me what it's all about. I got soul!
And I'm super bad!
Bad!
Did you guys hear me do that and find that song in like 30 seconds? Ha-ha, yeah.
Super bad.
James Brown bringing us in.
Now I got a move that tells me what to do. Sometimes I see it. Now I got a move.
I love it. I got a move that tells me what to do.
Sometimes I feel so nice.
Ha-ha.
I got soul. And I'm super bad.
Super bad in a good way.
I'm love. I love to do my thing. And I don't need no one else. Sometimes I feel so nice. Good God. I jump back. I want to kiss myself.
They just popped in so they can watch that fellow we were just playing earlier, Brandon Tatum's followers exploding on Facebook as we go.
Hey!
And it's a bunch of those evil, racist white people going in there to watch him.
Fred!
Yeah, actually the folks just want to live in peace and they're looking for somebody to get along with. But see, the globalists don't want that. They're upset about it. They're trying to stop it as much as they can. Let's go ahead and finish up with the end of what Brandon Tatum was saying with the viral video now with 40-plus million views on one channel, 13 million views on another channel. It's just amazing. And this is just the last few days. It'll probably go to 100 million unless Facebook does what they've done to us. Every time I get a video, or more often Paul Watson gets a video, hits 35 million, they delete that sucker. I tell you, they're a bunch of sick filth. Here it is.
Play the sport, play the game, and actually do something about it. Stop dragging the flag in it if you're going to cry about it on one end, but you don't want to give credence to it on the other end. I'm telling you, as an African-American man in this country, the flag means a lot to me. I honor the flag. I don't care if I don't like the president. I don't give a care about none of that stuff. I'm not going to disrespect the flag. I'm going to honor the people who fought for I can be free. That's it. If I don't do nothing else, I'm going to honor those people. Presidents come and go. 4 years, 8 years, they out. And I'm sick of you athletes. I was an athlete. I'm sick of y'all trying to act like just because you played in the NFL, you play sports, somehow you're an expert on life. You have no idea what you're talking about. Listen, you play a game. This is fairy tale world. You suit up, you lose, you go home. You cry, you play another game. In the real world, real heroes, when they lose games, they don't come back. When the game is over, there's no take backs. When you lose, you die. That's real men. You making tackles, I'm saving lives. Don't come at me with that BS about being some sports player. You're playing a game. You're playing a game. The people who die for that flag, it ain't a game. That's real life. That's real sacrifice. Don't come at me with that. That's all I have to say. Y'all done made me mad. This country is greater than that. All you clown athletes, you ain't nothing. And I'm going to say this and I'm off here for real this time. Listen, Donald Trump is a billionaire who's now the leader of the greatest country that ever existed. Cry me a river. He ain't worried about you crybaby athletes. You are here today, gone tomorrow. Relevant today, you ain't signed tomorrow. You have a leg injury, you are irrelevant. Remember that. Remember who pay your salary. Remember who's filling these seats that's paying you money. You ain't making money just because you're a good athlete. You're You're making money because people want to watch you. People are supporting you.
All right, we got to go to break.
And when you
and as you heard, you know, this guy just coming out of nowhere, you made me mad. See, they're pushing regular Americans from just doing their jobs, being the real unsung heroes, out in the open. That's what this tyranny's doing. That's what the NFL pulling this did.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Get ready. I'm opening the phones up, and I'm taking your phone calls one after the other. I don't care how good they are. I don't care how bad they are. I don't care how great a point you're making. I'm giving each person a minute. I'm doing a 15-second comment, and we're moving past them. Because I used to, 10 years ago, be able to take 100 calls a day. People liked it when I did that, but I would move through them fast. And I've got caught in some little warp area where the caller's great. I talk to him a long time, and then I go into the next segment, and I do a 10-minute rant, and we don't get to anybody. I'm doing it right now. 800-259-9231. 800-259-9231 is the toll-free number to join us. And all I ask is you got a good phone, a good connection, and ready to make your points on the NFL, on North Korea, on one of my new favorite talk show hosts, Brandon Tatum, with his top viral videos destroying the globalists and their entire paradigm and laying out the facts just exactly as I've been thinking and trying to say. It's like he literally was channeling truth. like, you know, because you can have an image in your mind and know a truth and have all the facts and try to present it, and you're like, it just gets jumbled up because there's so much. He just did it flawlessly. It's perfect. And, of course, it's a Army veteran patriot. And, again, I'm not lionizing people in the military. There's bad folks in the military, good folks in the military. But statistically, over and over again, you run into folks that have been in the military. They actually care for something. In this world where there's all these spoiled, rotten people everywhere who don't give a you-know-what about anything. And I'm not talking about black people when I do say that. I'm talking about people in general. But you look at those spoiled, rotten football players buying into trendiness and brainwashing and Hollywood's hate for America being used as pawns. That's wrong, and that's stupid. And it makes me so angry to see people being used as pawns. Because let me tell you something. When you get some wound-up, crazy, racist black guy going in and shooting up a church or hitting some white Polish immigrant in the head with a hammer. I mean, I see these reports every day where racist, brainwashed black people go out and kill white people. And it doesn't mean that I hate black people in general. I understand the weak-minded people go out and do it, just like the weak-minded white guy that went in and shot the nine people at the black church, brainwashed by his own garbage. But can you imagine if the media was telling white people to go out and kill black people or go out and attack them? You'd have more mentally deranged people pick up on that and go out and do it. Because a lot of folks are weak-minded. You give them the moral support for something, it's over. That's what's so dangerous about mainstream media saying that, you know, oh, Trump wants slaves and he wants to put black people on plantations and he's secretly a KKK member and white people want to kill all the blacks and all this stuff. Hyping this thing up just to create division, it's horrible. But they do the polls out there and they say that this has backfired. All this racial division has backfired, just like the garbage with the NFL. Man, I tell you, Sunday, Monday, they were arrogant going, Trump, you tried it with us. All their commentators had the talking point. You just got your butt handed to you. You just saw the unity of the NFL. It didn't matter in what poll it was. The vast majority of blacks, not just whites or anybody else, said, we don't like this. We want to watch a football game. And don't want to sit there and hear about how America's bad and how white people are evil. And it's a joke. And it's been said Trump has ESPN thinking what they're actually thinking. CNN, ESPN, all of them are a bunch of America-hating garbage. And Trump has them now speaking and saying on air what they've always really thought. And it's crazy because you get people in an echo chamber with a bunch of leftist coaches and a bunch of leftist Hollywood owners, and then they sit there and they go out and they program folks to believe this crap. It's shameful. And let me tell you something. It's hurting those players, and it's hurting the average weak-minded person that buys into this. Yeah, Skip Bayless is upset that a former Army Ranger stood for the national anthem. But don't worry, Bayless held a fundraiser for Hillary Clinton, and then he got the Army Ranger to come out and say he was sorry. You talk about bullying by the white slave master. That's slavery. When you tell the Army veteran, we're going to fire you if you don't come out and say that America is basically bad and that you shouldn't have gone out with your hand over your heart, and that you screwed over your team. No, the team screwed over America because the owner and the coach are dirtbag globalists who are following a Hollywood line to bully everybody into submission. It's not that America's perfect. America's got a lot of problems. It's that outside globalist forces are trying to get us all killing each other. That's the issue here. And anybody that studied history, anybody that studied warfare, anybody that studied propaganda, anybody who's got one lick of sense, anybody that's got common smarts, street smarts, could see this coming a mile away. This is ridiculous. And we're routing it 110%. The NFL's got its tail between its legs. And it's hired all these PR experts that are Democrats, of course, to decide how to spin this and how to get out in front of it and how to stop it. Let me tell you something. You're not going to stop anything now. You have wounded yourself. And you're not going to be able to stop coming back with this. And you've really shown people who you are. So good luck putting that sucker back together again. Trump's gotten $400+ billion in investment in 8 months. Almost $4 trillion in the stock market. Carbon taxes are killed. It goes on and on. And now 3.1% growth rate, things that they thought could never happen, and a great new tax plan if they just hold spending at the same level, which Trump's calling for, that will absolutely turbocharge our economy and begin to pay down the debt. I mean, Trump's really making a run at this, and he's signaling executive orders, not letting Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac money go to prop up Obamacare that'll kill it deader than a hammer before it can suck everything out of the U.S. economy and then implode it and then bring in something even worse, which is what Pocahontas and Ezekiel Emanuel and Jonathan Gruber, who says you're stupid and who hates you. I mean, you talk about facing the crowd where this talk show host has everybody loving him, but they leave the mic on. He talks about how much he hates his audience and how they're schmucks. Jonathan Gruber and all the and Obama have all been caught on hot mics and in private events saying they hate your ass. They hate black people. They hate white people. They hate poor people. They're sociopaths. They don't have big hearts. They don't want to have wealth. They don't want to have a rising tide. They're not Donald Trump. They want to make you. I'm going to stop that. I apologize. I'm just really angry. And when I hold back that kind of stuff, because I'm not a guy that uses a lot of profanity behind the scenes, but when I get mad, I do sometimes. And I just want to turn it loose and say what I really think, so I turn off the governor so I can really speak well. And then there's no governor! And so I'm going to get really angry because I'm not out to get anybody. It's not to get me. And I'm tired of seeing everybody get played by these people. I don't like the con artist. I don't like the scam artist. I want to see him knocked upside the head with a club politically. I want to see him knocked out in the ditch, not squatting on top of everybody, running our lives. Thinking they're better than everybody. You want to talk about elitism. You want to talk about classism. You want to talk about racism. You want to talk about manipulation. You want to talk about control. That's these people telling everybody they can't have a good future, can't have a good life. Telling you you got to be poor for the environment while they all live like king. And everybody better get that through your heads. All these pseudo-intellectuals, all of them, they always get some chicken neck, skinny, fake white guy up there, like this Comedy Central guy, and all up there to talk down their noses to us like we're not smart and talk about how smart they are, reading off their teleprompters all day because they're going to act all intellectual and act all elitist when all they are is little mercenaries that read off a teleprompter and hate their own country and think they're better than everybody, and they're sitting there kissing ass to get pieces of crumbs from the psychotic establishment hoping they can get into the vampire ranks politically to feed on everybody when they didn't know they came a day late, a dollar under the whole new world order when it had the wheels coming off, when it was up to its axles in mud. You're going to be hated. Your grandchildren are going to know you're a traitor. You're not going to beat us. You understand that? We've already broken your back. And you're crawling. You're crawling at us, so we kick you in the teeth, knock your teeth out, and you're still rolling around on the ground thinking you're in charge. So we start putting the boots to your ribs. And we've gotten to the point where I'm just going to walk away, and your friends are going to land buzzards, carrion crows, and they're going to hop over politically. And they're going to tear your eyeballs out of your skull and your tongue. And then they're going to sit there and peck out your eyeballs and eat your brain live. And the last thing you're ever going to be thinking is, man, I wish that bee could stop plunging into my forehead right as your consciousness leaves you. You're just going to roll out and go, I'm trendy. The last thing you'll smell is that buzzard stinking feet. Because it hops around on your chest, and it takes a big dump right on you. The last thing you're going to smell is buzzard crap. Like that, huh, do you? Good. on your show, scum. We'll be back. That's what I'm thinking, so I'm just going to say it. Didn't need any little riders to put it together for me. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to come back with your phone call straight ahead. I'm Alex Jones. This is the Human Awakening. This is the Resistance. This is the Sleeping Giant. This is Victory Over Tyranny.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Use discount code GCN and receive 15% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Fire your fly swatter and get your Bug Assault today.
With nearly 70 years of history engineering bunkers, today, Atlas Survival Shelters is still the authority. Atlas offers 18 different choices, from commercial tornado shelters to underground nuclear fallout shelters, starting at just $99.99, with 100% financing available. Comfortable interiors and state-of-the-art air filtration systems. Atlas Survival Shelters are the most popular private survival shelters in the world. Call 1-855-4-BUNKER now or visit atlassurvivalshelters.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You got a bad reputation. That's the word out on the town. It gives a certain fascination, but it can only bring you down. You better turn yourself around. Turn yourself around.
You're listening to the Alex Jones Jones Show. I am your host, Alex Jones. Fourth hour coming up. Roger Stone's going to host. I'll be hosting a little bit into that hour with him. I want to go to Zach, Lee, DJ, Carrie, Charles, and others. By the way, because Lee has the first name Lee, he might be barred from hosting a show on ESPN, even if he's Asian. People with the name Robert Lee are being banned. They're banning the name Lynch because of the term lynching. This is how, again, they're using modern liberalism to ban words, to ban communication, and try to control it. And when you point out they're trying to control knowledge, Comedy Central comes out and the media picks up on the new words they invent and call it mental nationalism, that you have things you believe in and you won't give up your beliefs. That doesn't mean you don't listen to new ideas. Oh, no, that's all we do is constantly study. We know what's behind what they're doing. We understand their program of attacking those of us that want to have a country and want to have tax cuts and want a government that sticks up for us. We're not the schmucks. We're not the thumbsuckers. We're not the people that have been conned. And you try to ridicule people, hoping it'll get them back under your pervert Viacom umbrella, under your Anthony Weiner umbrella. It's not going to work. So just keep it up. This is great to watch you fail. Zach, Lee, DJ, Kerry, Charles, and others. We're going to go to your calls right now. Let's go to Zach in Florida. Zach, you're on the air.
Yes, Alex. It's great to be on. And I just wanted to discuss this: how big of a distraction this NFL issue. This is textbook cognitive dissonance. Literally days ago, we have the North Korean foreign minister on our home soil threatening us. Have we learned nothing from 9/11? Have we learned nothing? They are just completely, you know, chumming the waters for an attack on our country, and we're almost welcoming it. This is complete cognitive dissonance, and it's working so effectively. This is an issue and a discussion that we have to have with the NFL, but it's all anybody's talking about. And I know it's important, but this is textbook, because they can't have it both ways. Either North Korea is a legitimate threat or they're not.
No, I agree, but it's breaking political correctness back for a long time. This is cognitively waking up a lot of people that have been on the sideline here. I appreciate your call, Zach. This is a big victory, what Trump's having. But, yes, North Korea is a serious issue. The economy is a serious issue. So much is going on. But the NFL, they are really, really, really jumping the shark here. USA Today reports in North Korea, millions sign up for military to fight against the U.S. Well, there's a war. It's going to be nuclear, and so that's not going to matter. The North already tried to bully the South before with the Chinese, already tried to take over and kill everybody, and the U.S. stood up against him, and MacArthur should have been allowed in 1953 to stop it. He wasn't. So 60-plus years later, we're right back where we were. That doesn't mean I want war. It doesn't mean I want preemptive strikes. It means the communists are bad. They did bad things. They started the Korean War. The United States defeated Japan, let China put communists in. We didn't start this. So the communists are the aggressors. I understand the United States is over there because we have interest there. I don't want a war. But it can't be take the side of North Korea just because we have problems here. And I'm not saying the last caller was saying that. It's just that Ron Paul, when I was just showing both sides of the debate, was like, come on, Alex, that's neocon rhetoric. No, Kim Jong-un is evil. Kim Jong-un's out of control. It doesn't mean I want a war. It means I can say they're evil and corrupt and bad. We have some neocon forces that are bad as well. Just because we're bad sometimes doesn't mean North Korea's good. DJ in Indiana, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello, how you doing?
Good, brother.
Okay. The initial is Dan Jeremson. Yesterday,
brother, I got to jump here. You called in yesterday. Uh-oh. I said first-time callers today. First-time callers, 800-259-9231. And I'm not mad, but the last two callers were not first-time callers. I want to be able to get new people on to the phone lines. That's why I have to do that. We have so many listeners that people with it on speed dial are already dialing when it happens, and I can't get to the new folks' calls. This is for real. I'm taking 30 phone calls before I get off here today. That means I have to do the whole fourth hour. I'm doing it. When we go to break, I recognize the callers. I recognize the last one. I recognize that guy. I'm going to Mike. I'm going to Lee. I'm going to Kerry. I'm going to Charles. I don't recognize any of those names. We'll still recognize the voices. We're taking first-time callers, baby. 800-259-9231. The last guy was from the Rapture debate yesterday. Sir, next time it's wide open phones, you're welcome to call in. We don't screen your calls on content, but I will screen them on when I say first-time callers. 800-259-9231. Your phone calls are straight ahead. And pretty soon I'm moving fully to our phone system. It's digital. We can take 50 phone calls at one time. It's a lot better. GCN are nice folks, but we've just outgrown that situation. So heads up to everybody. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Do you have any of these symptoms? Night cramps in the hands and feet. Your arms and legs often go to sleep. On short walks, do your legs get aches and pains? Is your memory worse than it used to be? Ankles that swell late in the day? Has your blood pressure increased lately? If you answered yes to even one of these questions, you may have early warning signs of arterial blockages. Your body is saying that it is time to take Extendivite. These are not the normal signs of aging. They are the warning signs that accompany blocked arteries. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Support good oral health with our one-of-a-kind Super Blue fluoride-free products. InfoWars Life brings you a revolutionary toothpaste blend with iodine and nano silver designed to deliver a powerful clean. Enjoy a minty fresh flavor made with peppermint oil or try our bubblegum flavor. Pair this groundbreaking toothpaste with the Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and supercharge your oral health. Our amazing mouthwash features natural oils and ancient ingredients used since Aboriginal and Biblical times. Instead of containing fluoride, our Super Blue line is loaded with the good halogen iodine and an array of other beneficial compounds that have been hand-selected for their oral health benefits. Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and toothpaste are the first and only to contain all of these natural ingredients: xylitol, nano silver, and iodine. Notice the difference with our Super Blue fluoride-free products. Refresh your breath and invigorate your oral health routine at InfoWarsStore.com. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
On corruption, it's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
All right, we're going to your phone calls here in about 60 seconds. First off, we are listener supported, and we are the tip of the spear. There are a lot of great people out there doing great work, like Mr. Tatum that we were talking about earlier, but InfoWars is like an aircraft carrier in a major fight against the globalists, and we are having a gigantic effect thanks to all of the support and the prayers and everything else you've done for us. So please continue to visit InfoWarsStore.com. The globalists want to end free market activity and only have monopolies because then they can control those monopolies like Amazon, Walmart, and others. When you get high-quality supplements, Patriot apparel, books, films, water filtration, air filtration, you name it, from InfoWarsStore.com, you are funding an operation that literally is beyond a burr under the saddle of the New World Order. We are accurately analyzing the globalists. We are exposing their program in real time, and we are really shaking them. And we're a major focal point. My main goal is to get the liberty movement going so strong and anti-globalism so strong that so many other major players arrive that actually go for the jugular, can't be bought off, can't be intimidated, that I can recede. Because, let me tell you something, I don't want to be pedal to the metal, RPMs in the red for 20 years. There's a selfish side of me. I've got a 4.5-month-old daughter who is the sweetest thing you've ever seen. And I really do want to spend time with her. And look, I know the world's going through a time of great change. So I'm not complaining about how much I work. But, I mean, I'm cross-eyed half the time. And there's been a lot of stuff they've done to me behind the scenes just to where I don't want to continue to do this if I've got too many irons in the fire and I just can't execute it all properly. Because believe me, they're sabotaging us like a pack of gremlins. Imagine to see the old World War II jokes about gremlins on board an aircraft, and you got 20 little green guys climbing all over the fuselage, tearing wires out and, you know, trying to sabotage the engines. I mean, I'm trying to carry out the main mission, and I got gremlins all over the plane. But that's okay. They know to come after us. We'll probably play that on Comedy Central and say I really believe in gremlins. It's a metaphor. But they don't care. They're liars. So they'll just take it and play it. And that's fine. Folks will hear it, think it's funny. Come watch the show. Come listen to it. So we definitely make lemonade out of lemons. But Vitamin Mineral Fusion is high-quality organic vitamins and minerals with amino acids so your body uploads them better. Concentrated. And it is 50% off. We've been sold out for months, but I wanted people to try it who haven't gotten it. 50% off retail. It is amazing. One little scoop in your water with ice. Delicious for your children. Delicious for yourself. Put it in a pitcher in the refrigerator. Drink it a few times a day. It's amazing. Fruit punch flavor. Naturally, organically flavored. InfoWarsLive.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or 888-253-3139. And I can offer that, it looks like, for a couple weeks. And then I'm going to go back to regular price until more comes in, looks like first of the year. Caveman is close to selling out, and more is set to come in soon, but I'm going to keep the 50% off at least for the rest of the week. And it looks like we've got to stop that. It's concentrated organic bone broth from chicken, you know, chicken noodle soup, grandma knew how good that was, concentrated, and then it's got the turmeric, the chaga mushroom, the bee pollen, the alfalfa powder, all of it organic, super strong, a bunch of other superfoods. It's amazing. Mix it with some strawberries and some milk, and it tastes good. By itself, strawberry tastes okay. Same thing with the chocolate. I like it with milk or with the whey product we have. It's just a national brand, organically certified, that we private label and sell for $5 to $10 less than leading competitors. Our Caveman is proprietary and is now the standard of bone broth. Find out the health benefits, the effects of bone broth for athletes, folks for their joints, their cartilage, whether you're old or young. Amazing benefits of Caveman. Your kids are in sports. Check it out for yourself. True Whey Protein and Caveman, we have that in a combo. Discounted as well. It's got 4.8 star reviews. And thank you all for the reviews and the support. 888-253-3139. Alexa Pure Breeze air filtration is not a fancy thing to have. It's a necessity to have. It's not a luxury. It's a necessity. We got that 20% off, so you can enjoy that for your home. Ion filtration and three other filters as well for half the price of leading competitors. We also have the Emirates essential oils that are now in. Thank you again for all your support. Now, let's go to your phone calls. Start your engines. I said I'm taking 30 calls. I just took two. I'm not leaving until I take 30 calls. Let's go right down the line. Mike in Minnesota wants to talk about Roy Moore victory in Alabama. Despite $33 million of establishment money against his $2 million, Roy Moore won. Another sign of an unstoppable populist wave that will destroy Republicans and Democrats. Go ahead.
Well, Alex, it's a pleasure to be on the show and an honor to speak to you as always. And sabotage is the perfect track to play prior to the commercial break because the GOP is sabotaging themselves. I mean, they distanced themselves from Trump during the primaries, the election, and a couple of months after the election. The fact that they're calling on him to endorse a candidate that should have it in the bag, like Luther, who's already served, proves they're getting desperate and that they know that the populist movement is coming. And the fact that Roy Moore won, and I mean, this man pulled a gun on stage. He did everything wrong by the books.
But
I was about to say, they think being wild and being real, like Kid Rock or myself or something, makes folks hate us. It's the opposite. All these stuffed suit, sociopath, sellout mummies don't get it yet. But as Breitbart reports, Roy Moore's Alabama victory deals devastating blow to McConnell's establishment, and it's not over yet as that moves, but the Republicans may back the Democrat against him.
Yeah, it's incredible. I mean, the GOP has to be just so nervous right now because Trump may have lost the battle with endorsing Senator Luther, but his movement has won the war. This is a sign of winning the war. So the Trump populist movement is stronger than ever.
I agree. You know, and I've never worn cowboy hats on air. I never ride around on horses, but I've really worked on a ranch and really have a family ranch and a family farm that's operating. I think I'm going to go out and get on some horses and ride around and fire fully auto from horseback and stuff. Just because the globalists hate it so much, I think we need to just throw the Americana back in their face. What do you think?
Oh, 100%. And, I mean, they need to see it from every angle. I mean, we let the liberals suppress us so much of this anti-American rhetoric, and we need to stand up and show that this is the least cool thing possible.
It is. Somebody on horseback, you know, riding around, somebody out there, a mother taking care of her kids, a firefighter, a factory worker, that's sexy, that's Americana, that's valuing ourselves again. And isn't it beautiful to see the rejection of Hollywood, the NFL? That's the American spirit. Alexander de Tocqueville, the French historian, said, the true revolution is people don't like elitism. They like real folks. And that was the true breaking of the class system through free market, not through communism. America's sexy. It's new. It's the cutting edge. It's why everybody wanted to come here. God bless you. Yeah, that's the joke photo of me and Trump and Putin on horseback for radio listeners. Google Alex Jones on horseback. You got the Planet of the Apes one where I really did ride down the side of the beach in Grand Cayman on a horse. And my girlfriend at the time, now my wife, took that picture. And you got the one she did, too, when we were out riding horseback in the Texas Hill Country. It really triggers the leftists for some reason. And they go, oh, look, he's dumb, and make fun of it. And I wondered, why do they make fun of it when somebody gets a snapshot of me actually wearing a cowboy hat out in the country, or I'm on a horse? Because I wear a cowboy hat because, you know, so my head doesn't get burned. They do it because they hate it, folks. Because I'm supposed to be up on that horse. Or they go, oh, look, he's a Texan. He's wearing tennis shoes. They just don't get any of it. Yeah, there I am in Grand Cayman. And then let's pull up the one in Texas. Alex Jones on horseback triggers liberals. And they just go completely insane over it. And if they don't like it, I'm going to do it more. In fact, that's it. I'm going to ride horseback and shoot targets live. You got to have horses know how to do that, though. I've done this twice before, back before it was popular on TV. But I've hunted wild hogs with carbide Shaka Zulu spears on horseback with pit bulls. And I think it's so triggering. I think I'm going to go out. I got to get my Achilles fixed first, or maybe I'll just go out and let my Achilles get blown. I'm going to go out and kill wild 400, 500 pound hogs with a big spear. You think folks would like that? I mean, I got a bunch of footage of stuff like this I haven't put out. Maybe I should just put it out if it triggers them that bad. They want to see caveman behavior. Okay, let's go ahead and go to Lee in Nebraska. Lee, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hi, Lee. Hi, Alex. I tried to call before, but I spent 2 hours and 10 minutes on two phones redialing to get...
Well, brother, you're on air now worldwide. You're on air. You're on air.
Can I plug some of your products first before I get to my main points?
Sure, brother.
I auto-subscribe to a number of your items, among them the toothpaste, and if anybody would just try it, they'll never use anything else. It's absolutely fabulous. I get 5 Rainforests every 2 months or every 42 days. My wife and I both take it. We love it. Couldn't get by without it, as well as the X2 and Z Shield, and we're taking the Myco till it was no longer available, and I'm now anxiously awaiting my ProPure King that I ordered a little over 10 days ago, and I really wanted to order your new hat you designed, but I couldn't find it on your website.
What is that you're trying to find?
And the new hat with the snake on it that you...
I know. I've seen the whole office wearing this hat, and then I was on there and couldn't... I'm not complaining, but yeah, where is the new hat? That'd be in the apparel section. It's in the Alex Jones Recommended. And there's the new hat. It hadn't got any reviews yet, but that's a high-quality Made in America hat. Well, this is what I did. I was in a store, and I found a hat that I liked that actually fit my head. This is a Richardson hat. This is the best seller in the country. I didn't know that. I just liked the way it looked and the way it fit. And I said, can I just have copies of this with InfoWars and the snake? So we do have a run of that. Sorry, go ahead.
Okay. Well, I wanted one of those, but I couldn't find it. Anyway.
Well, brother, we'll put it on the front page for you right now. How's that sound?
All right. Sounds good. Before I get to my main point about health care and destroying the mainstream media, you say you're willing to be corrected. Let me tell you about something from yesterday. It's a myth that the anti-preterbers put out that it's only 200 years old. Actually, if you go back to the ancient church fathers of the first century, they all believed in the pre-trib rapture. Dr. Ken Johnson has...
Well, actually, they believed that within their lifetime, Christ would come back. And that then they thought when the sacking of Jerusalem came in 70 A.D. by Titus, that was the end of the world. You're correct.
All right. Well, anyway, I know you've had Steve Quayle on. He's a pre-tribber as well. Anyway,
well, buddy, let me say this. I sure hope... Listen, you heard me say, I hope that's the case. He's still there?
All right. I am an ex-physician. I quit in protest to Obamacare passing. But I think, and you're probably too young to remember this, but I'm quite a bit older than you. I'm 70. I remember when every other commercial on TV was about camels or the Marlboro Man, and they finally deleted those. If they delete the drug industry from being able to advertise on TV and go back to the days when you had reps that came into your office like I did and gave you samples, which they hardly ever give out anymore because those samples for people that couldn't afford their drugs.
Well, I was about to say, they used to give you samples so you could test it on the patients of already approved stuff to see what worked best for you, because you were the physician, you were in charge, you were doing your practice to practice and see what worked best. Instead, they've removed that from you and basically made you somebody that just the computers tell what to do. So they're really ending the Hippocratic Oath about 16 years ago, as I'm sure you know, as a retired physician. And you're absolutely right. And so weren't you not taught in medical school that a large part of what you did was supposed to be free to the poor, and now they've just removed that option from you?
Absolutely, and I never charged clergy or fellow physicians or nuns, and besides all the free care, one day when I was retired, I sat and figured up I lost somewhere between $3 and $4 million from people not paying their co-pays and stuff I got screwed out of from Medicaid and Medicare.
Well, my dad's the same way, and he was doing that to serve people in health care. And then when he got with Obamacare, he said, we can't legally run anything anymore. They've made it illegal. He wasn't going to go join the lobbyists and go buy congressmen, so he had to get out of it. I mean, that's where this country is.
Some of the proudest surgeries I did were free. But beside that, I think if you got rid of that, it would kind of take away a lot of the sponsors from mainstream media, which seems to have a drug commercial on every other commercial, and it would also lower the cost of medicine and healthcare. So
absolutely, God bless you, sir. Appreciate your calls, Lee. Appreciate all your great testimony. And again, I'm not debating pre or post tribulation. I'm not getting in the middle of it. We know there's a world government. We know it's satanic. I mean, it says it's satanic. And so they make their jokes all day about it. We all understand that. We all love Christ. And that's what matters. We're brothers and sisters in Christ. And I don't want to see everybody fighting with each other over doctrinal debates. You know Christ is there. You accept him as your Savior. The devil's real. Evil's real. God's real. World government's real. The mark of the beast is real. Let's just know that that's what we're facing. Because I really think that, you know, the fighting over the scripture is what's divided the church up. And it's fine to be different denominations. That's all great. I just know I love God. And I know that I want to fight the New World Order. Let's go ahead and go to Charles in Germany. You're on the air. Thanks for holding, Charles.
Hello?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Hey, so the first talking point I'd like to make is the teleprompted talking point by Morgan Freeman that Paul Joseph Watson and the InfoWars crew destroyed about a week ago, that we are at war with Russia. This is apparently big news to me. I'm living in the U.S. military community overseas and have done for about 15 years of my life. And over those 15 years, it has not been uncommon at all to see and talk to Russian military soldiers. They use our facilities like the commissary, like the PX. You know, they are our colleagues in many respects. You know, they're not. We're not at war with these people.
No, well, they're Christians and have pulled out of the New World Order. They're fighting the globalists, the communists, and that's why they're the enemy now. The liberals wanted to merge with Russia when they were the Soviets. They were the one always giving our plans. They were the ones that helped because it was a godless, satanic, communist government over the Russian Christians, and they want the same thing here. That's all it is. That's why they say there's Russian collusion, because there is. There's spiritual collusion between American and Russian Christians. That's what the pedophile Hollywood Satanist can't stand.
Exactly. And over the course of the past decade, with the Islamification of Europe, we have actually seen increases in attacks of Americans overseas. One example I'd like to give to you is the very sad example of Airman First Class Zachary Cutterback. Back in 2011, he was a bus driver busing to Frankfurt Airport to pick up members of the 48th Security Forces, and upon picking them up, was killed by an Albanian ethnic along with another member of that security force.
Sure, just like the attack this weekend at the church with the Sudanese Muslim immigrant invader, you know, shooting 9 people, killing 1. And he said, I killed them because they were white and they were Christian. And this is the invasion. So what do you think this massive invasion of Europe and the U.S. by military age men is about? The left admits that this is their strong arm. I think the left doesn't know when to stop because we're going to end up, you know, going after all these people.
Well, Ronald Reagan very wisely said that if communism ever comes to the United States or Western civilization, it'll come under the banner of liberalism. So this is, from what I can tell, probably an attack on Western civilization.
That's it. You always wanted to know what the communist George Soros attack would look like. This is it, and he runs it. It's not like it's our opinion. We're seeing the full attack, the NFL thing. All of it is just the flag's evil, America's evil, let's burn stuff down, let's kill Whitey, and all these white coaches and all these weird white doctors going, whites are evil, whites are bad. They're virtue signaling in what they're trying to start, don't kill us. Well, guess what? The minorities are the majority. They want free market, they want America, they're not stupid. They're running a big dry run that's a failure. This thing is dead on arrival. They were supposed to have Hillary in while they executed all this. They're following a whole plan. It's a misfire. It's a derailment. It's a jackknife. It's a cattywampus. It's over. Charles, God bless you. Let's now go to Kerry in Missouri. Wants to talk about that fellow Tatum. I had a piece of paper here. What's that guy's first name? I love him. Brandon Tatum, my new favorite talk show host, comes out of nowhere. It's 90,000 followers, and we only had a few thousand before. When he starts talking politics, he's a true natural, just absolutely devastating them right down the line. What do you make of Brandon Tatum, the Officer Tatum? What do you make, Kerry, in Missouri?
Oh, sir, I'm not familiar with that. Alex, it's just a pleasure to talk.
Okay, well, it just said Tatum. Maybe you didn't know the guy's name. It just said on screen, Kerry in Missouri wants to talk Tatum. You mean the guy we played earlier?
I'm sorry. Yeah, those guys were right on. And when he talked about the, you know, once you get you're not a factual. If you're an NFL, NBA, you're injured you know, what's up? What are you going to do? Yeah, you retire fat, big bank account, but you're no longer legitimate. Your voice doesn't mean nothing. So I totally agree with that. I mean, more power to them. I really wanted to get on. I've listened to you for years, follower, supporter in every way. I have InfoWars and Trump stickers on my truck, which causes some excitement sometimes, let's just say that, which is interesting.
Well, you're exercising your First Amendment in the face of bullies, and that's literally serving your country to have an InfoWars sticker, not the extent of the military or whatever, but it's a war zone out there. They attack folks, whatever. I mean, you're in a zone with Antifa and the rest of them that are killing cops. So when you basically stick an InfoWars.com sticker or a Trump sticker on your car, it's like putting on a police uniform, basically, because the Antifa and BLM, they want to go after patriots, Trump supporters, InfoWars supporters, and police. So, I mean, it is supporting the First Amendment in a civil war up against a bunch of terrorists. So it really is serving your country.
Sorry, Alex, go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
Well, I'm just saying that we live in Missouri in the central Ozarks, if you will, and kind of a rural area, but you would be amazed at the Muslim infiltration is what I call it here. We live close to Missouri S&T, and which it's just crazy. It's crazy. When you go into Walmart, you're just stared down the Walmart Supercenter over there. It's just crazy, but yeah, we get a lot from just what you would think would be normal. What are you doing with that Trump sticker on there? You know, an InfoWars, you know, and usually you can just, you know, walk away from it, but sometimes stand your ground. You have to, you know, we're not just going to live on our knees. And I think mainly, I tried yesterday. It was the first time I've ever tried to talk. I want to jump in there on about the Ron Paul. I listened to that the other day and I'm like, what the heck is this guy even talking about? And I remember why at first I kind of supported Ron Paul years ago. And then when he started going, what's wrong with Iran having a nuke? Hello? You know, what's he smoking? So, and I keep hearing you go with different people and they're like, you know, and he was kind of like, don't say that, Alex. Don't. Well, he's the one that's, I wouldn't have him back on my show, just to be honest with you, brother. I wouldn't.
Well, I love Ron Paul. He's done a lot. The issue is, oh, Alex, they claim they've got nukes. No, North Korea has nukes. They're the ones threatening to blow up Japan and the U.S. So I get the fact that we don't want to have more wars and that we've had. But the fact is, Kim Jong-un is bad. I mean, let's admit communism really sucks.
Yeah, well, exactly. I mean, it just seems like a different parallel to me. That, and like I said, I actually support.
Well, here's a bellwether. Joel Skousen's not supported any of these wars. But as he's pointed out, North Korea is real. It's being backed by the Chinese, and they're planning something big. And so we better get ready to understand this is serious. And it doesn't mean we want a war either, but folks better know this is the real deal. Go ahead.
You know, which is a red flag, or whatever you want to call it. You know, we all better be hanging on to our guns and our Bibles, you know. And I did want to talk real quick. In Thessalonians, Paul said, who remember now, he held Stephen's coat while he was being stoned to death. And then he wrote two-thirds of the New Testament. He said, let no man deceive you. That day of the Lord, the coming of the Lord, will not happen till the first there's a great falling away of the church, okay, of the so-called Christians. Well, how's that happen? Because they're threatened with Islam. And because the rapture did not happen when it was supposed to happen. So there's a great falling away until that son of perdition, that wicked, is revealed. The beast. The man. You know, the one world ruler. But anyway, more than anything, I just want to encourage you. I know you're tired, man. I'm a single dad. I'm an electrician. I quit the IBEW union because of where my dues were going. You understand what I'm saying?
You paid for your beliefs. You stood up for what you believe in.
And sometimes they'll go, you sound like Alex Jones now. I'm like, thank you. See, I get worked up on it. You're not doing, but see, that kind of intensity can wear you out. So, but don't quit, bro.
No, that's my problem. I can't go half speed. I just go all the time, and I'm exhausted. All right, we're going to come right back. God bless you, Kerry. Fourth hour coming up. More calls straight ahead. Then Roger Stone and more. Please spread the word. They're trying to shut this down. Infowars.com/show. They hate that, folks. They hate it. As most